bum 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 bum.
Wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait in the water, wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait
in the water,
wait in the water.
Wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait
in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble his water.
See that band all dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble his water.
And it looks like the band of the Israelites.
God's gonna trouble his water.
I see that man all dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble his water.
And it looks like the band of the Israelites.
God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait in the water, children, wait in the water.
God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait in the water.
God's gonna trouble his water.
I see that band all dressed in blue.
God's gonna trouble his water.
And it tells me what the Lord's gonna do.
God's gonna trouble his water.
I see that band all dressed in blue.
God's gonna trouble his water.
And it looks like you knew what the Lord's gonna do.
God's gonna trouble his
water.
Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait in the water,
children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble his water. In the water. In the waterway.
I see that band all dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble his water.
And it looks like the band of the Israelites.
God's gonna trouble his water.
I see that band all dressed in blue.
God's gonna trouble his water.
And tells me what the Lord's gonna do.
God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait in the water.
Oh my God's gonna trouble his water.
Wait in the water, children, wait in the water.
God's gonna trouble this water.
There was a woman that was sick with an issue of blood. For 12 good years, this woman has been suffering. No solution. My Bible tell me, say, she don't suffer so many things for many doctors. When she go to one native doctor, then go tell him, say, may she kill the ghost. She go to another native doctor, then go tell him, say,
may she kill the fowl.
This woman don't go for the best hospital for this life. Doctor tell her, say, they don't know the name of her sickness, so Ewo, not to talk of, to know the cure. Every day,
a problem, they increase every day, oh.
This woman don't go for faith, prophet, and oh,
Prophet and I say, then go naked and bath and for river. Oh,
then naked and then bath and for river. Oh,
then tell us, it makes you go like black and yellow can do low. She like you black and yellow can do finish. Oh, every day a problem they increase every day. Oh, this woman does suffer so many things for this life. Just to make sure, say, a healing go come. If mama wrong,
if papa wrong, sister wrong, a husband run, no.
Everybody wish she get to run away from Mao. People tell them, say,
madam, you just smell low.
This woman don't sell all her property. So they say, now only one rapper, now he remain, only one.
Go wash them for night, carry them for money, no.
Every day a problem,
they increase every day, oh.
This woman does suffer so many things for this life. Just to make sure, say, a healing go come. He mama run,
he papa run, sister run,
a husband run, no. Everybody wish he get to run away from my, oh. People tell them, say,
madam, you dey smell, oh.
This woman don't sell all her property. So they say, the only one of her, now he remain.
Only one. She go wash her for night, tie her for money, oh.
Every day a problem,
they increase every day, oh.
This woman don't sell all her property. So they say, now only one rapper, now he remain, only one.
She go wash him for night, tie him for money, no.
Every day I complain,
they increase every day, oh.
She go lie down, she go dey come dey cry, yo. She go say, God,
which kind of wahala now he is,
why you treat me at all, oh, daddy? Why my mama bump me at all, oh? So one day she gets to Jesus a pass, so now if she talks, say, I want to see her more. Meanwhile,
she don't get yet
of many good things.
When Jesus is before people, oh.
People tell her, say, madam, you no go fit to see her more. Because this Jesus
a very busy person, oh.
And you know,
say you dey smell, oh.
This Jesus, he no go get time for you. The woman say, I just believe, say now only me go see her more. And when I go see her, now only touch I go touch her more. Because if I touch, I say, if I touch,
Iṣẹ́ ti aṣọ rẹ̀, ara mi ò yá gágá, ara mi ò yá gágá.
When the DJ came, my people, the Bible said the crowd was so much. This woman, she began to struggle. As she did struggle, they push and come up to you. She took another step of faith,
she came timing. She came pressing, and she came calculating, oh.
When nobody was expecting, she marched forward. From that place, she grabbed the master's rammer. From that minute, a pool of blood dried up. From that time, when the D-Day came, my people, the Bible said the crowd was too much. This woman, she began to struggle, oh. As she did struggle,
the push and come out,
oh. Ah, she took another step of faith, she came timing.
She came pressing, and she came calculating, oh.
When nobody was expecting, she marched forward. From that place,
she grabbed the master's rubber.
from that minute,
I pulled up God's eye.
From that time, I know no waiting in the past through for life. Anything can be your reality. Poverty, poverty can be your reality. Barrenness
can be your reality.
Slow progress
can be your reality.
Spirit wise, spirit of man
can be your reality.
So just when in the past go for road, people go to describe you with the problem where you get. Then go say, you don't know so that so that. When the business has so problem, I ain't they follow. Then go say, you don't know so that sister. When the business has so problem,
I ain't they follow.
You were not born no, to be a problem carrier. If you can touch, Shout it loud, hallelujah. I'm referring to the person who wants the largest touch of God here tonight. Let the person shout the loudest, hallelujah. As many people as are here tonight, I believe that the Lord has to sort out your destiny completely so that you can be a blessing to those God has attached to your life. Let them shout it louder, hallelujah. Close your eyes and sing this song loud and clear. Believe in the Lord for his touch upon your life here tonight. Somebody touch me, somebody touch me, somebody touch my soul. While I was praying to my Father, somebody touch my soul. Hallelujah. Somebody touch my soul. Hallelujah. Somebody touch my soul. Hallelujah. While I was praying to my Father, somebody touched my soul. Father, we thank you for this evening. I will give you praise because you are a wonderful Father. At this particular edition of Hour of Power, let there be no one here this evening who will go home empty-handedly. In the name of Jesus, visit us by your power. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's sit down and take our Bibles as we go into the hour of power. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. We are looking at what I call the bewitched destiny. And this is why we need to pray seriously here tonight.
This is Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. It says, "Oh foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you?" The Galatians were bewitched. So because of that, they could see the truth, but they could not obey the truth. Now in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 8, verse 9. Acts 8:9 says this. "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria." So there we are introduced to one power the enemy can use to bewitch people. That power is called sorcery. It is possible for somebody's destiny to be bewitched. Your destiny is your purpose on earth. Your destiny is the reason why God made you and brought you to this earth. Your destiny is the agenda of heaven for your life. Your destiny is the reason why you were born. Your destiny is what has been written in the book of God concerning your life. Your destiny is the prophetic agenda of heaven for your life. Your destiny is the expectation of heaven for your life. Every man born of a woman has a destiny organized from heaven. Whether you fulfill it or not is another question. But then, even amongst those who know their destiny, who want to fulfill it, the enemy uses the power of bewitchment to confuse them. Do you know that some powers can prevent you from knowing who you are? You don't just know who you are. And because you don't know who you are, you become an elephant that is playing with an ant. Some powers can prevent you from knowing yourself. And it is a tragedy for the enemy to know who you are, but you yourself, you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are, someone else will tell you who you are. That's why we used to say that it is very difficult to meet real people. Most of the people you meet are people who have become what their parents want them to become. People who have become what they want to become. People who have become what their friends want them to become. People who have become what their enemies want them to become. It is very difficult to see those who have become what God wants them to become. But in life, there can never be a vacuum. If you don't know who you are, someone else will tell you who you are. Do you know that it is possible for some powers to prevent you from knowing who you want to use your life to please? They can prevent you from knowing who you should use your life to please. You may please your parents, please your enemies, you may please anybody. But when you are not pleasing God, you have pleased no one. If you don't know who to use your life to please, then you will be destabilized by criticism, competition, or conflict. Do you know that some powers can prevent you from knowing what you should accomplish in life? Because they say that when you want to shoot at something, your first point is to aim at something. If you aim at nothing, you get nothing. If you do not know what to accomplish, somebody else will set your agenda for you. And you will be completely sidetracked. Do you know that some powers can prevent you from having a sense of destiny? You don't know at all. You have no sense of destiny. Jesus had a sense of destiny. When he was 12 years old, he told his parents, "Sir, I'm doing the work of my father. Why are you looking for me?" But a lot of people don't have an idea at all. A man studied medicine. He got a top class in medicine. He had a very good graduation ceremony. The parents threw a big party. The party was so big, they invited that man. The man is in Nigeria here, who used to sing like canary bird. The parents finished the party for him. The next morning they went to his bedroom. He was not there anymore. Why is doctor? This was in Yaba here. By the time they will find doctor, he was wearing his underwear at Oyinbo Market. This is not a story. The party took place at the back of our house. I was there, I saw it. By the time they brought him back home, he said, "I don't know what is happening. See, somebody will shout to my ear, run! And he keeps running. Keeps running. His destiny had been bewitched. A sister had a very terrible spirit husband. Anytime someone proposed marriage to her, eczema, pimples, they will bombard her face, that it will be difficult for you to see the face. Then a few weeks of the bombardment of pimples and eczema, the man who proposed to her will die. So in the first church they were going, they gave her a nickname, Sister Death Sentence. Destiny bewitchment. Once a destiny has been bewitched, it will have all the qualification for greatness, but will never be great. It will pass all the exams for greatness, but will never achieve greatness. It will be in the right place, but it will still go wrong. It will get to the front of great breakthroughs, but will collapse like a pack of cards. There is a department in the kingdom of darkness called the department of sorcery. Their duty is to bewitch people, bewitch destiny, so people don't even know what they are doing. Bewitch them completely. They will know their left from their right. I was at one of our foreign stations to minister, and this young lady came for counseling. She was 21 years old. I said, what's your name? She said, my name is Destiny. Where are your parents? She said, they're in Nigeria. What does your daddy do? She said, my daddy is a pastor. What are you doing in this country? Prostitution. Why? She said, well, I need money. What do you want to do with the money? I want to build a house in that place. I want to do this. But did you not pass your school certificate exam? Sir, I passed. Tell me your results. She told me. Then what are you doing here? Say, now, look, talking to you now, sir. I don't know. Say, in fact, last week, one white man made that to sleep with a dog for $5,000. Bright lady, father, pastor, yet bewitched. Rise up on your feet now. It will be a tragedy if you pray like a gentleman here tonight. So many destinies are attached to your destinies. If you fail, many people will fail. Listen, that position you are supposed to get to, if you refuse to get there, as far as God is concerned, you are a failure. And then those who are supposed to be attached to your destiny, they will die unfulfilled and you will be held responsible. Maybe God has brought you here to be a prevailer, somebody who will shake and change your family, but you are even still playing with sin. You are not even where God wants you to be to affect your generation. If you die as a failure, God will hold you responsible. Perhaps as you are here now, you are supposed to be a multimillionaire to help the things of God, to help others who are poor. But because you are not serious and you have not prayed the kind of prayers you pray, you are living in poverty. God will still hold you responsible for that poverty because you did not move to the level He wanted you to move to. And those people that you are supposed to make rich as a result of your prosperity will die poor and you will be held responsible. This is why you cannot joke with these kind of prayers. There are people here tonight. If they had moved where God wants them to move, they can single-handedly do anything we can do here. And they know that body is in their heart. They know that something is not right. This is why we have this hour of power. Because this is a power encounter now. We want to go and storm a particular department in the dark world where all these records of bewitchment are kept. Whatever register of bewitchment has anybody's name on it, the Bible says He has removed the contrary and writing that belongs to us and has nailed the contrary and writing to His cross. Everybody will shout this loud and clear after me with violence and with holy anger. Bewitchment power! Assigned against my destiny. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Bewitchment power. Assigned against my destiny. I rebel against you tonight. Death! In the name of Jesus. There is somebody who needs to pray this prayer. Who needs to pray this prayer with boiling anger? Something is up over there. Yes, let there be an exchange. Be released from the grip of the oppressors. Be released from the grip of the enemy. Thou power of God, move. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. As we pray, I stopped you for two reasons. As we're praying those prayers, the Lord brought the picture of some people before me. And as they were before me, I had two strange words. One said magic. Magic. The other one said Kaduna. Magic. Kaduna. Perhaps you are here tonight. There is something troubling your life that took place in that particular city we just mentioned. It means that the Lord wants to deliver you tonight. So if you have lived in that city before, you went there for something to do, you need to pray very hard now. I don't know what it is, but those are the words. The second reason I stopped you is because there are some people here tonight. The Lord says I should encourage you to put in more effort into these prayers. Because you are at the edge of some powerful breakthroughs. And it will push you inside the breakthrough. Bewitchment power of my fathers. A sign against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Continue. Yes, that's the power of God. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We're getting somewhere now. My correct position in life. Of the valley of bewitchment. Hey. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now. Can you shout it again with holy anger? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Continue. Yes, that's the power of God. Jesus' name we pray.
Let's bring out our fasting booklet now. Bring it out now. Thank you, Jesus. All in the power of Jesus' name. All in the power of Jesus' name, let angels burst it forth, let angels burst it forth, bring forth the royal and the crowning. Crown him, and cry him, Lord. The last verse. Oh, that with your the sacred throne, we are this with me for, we are this with me for, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him, and crown him, Lord. Full salvation, full salvation. Lord, the fountains open wide. Let's sing it loud and clear. Full salvation, full salvation. Lord, the fountain open wide. Streams through every land and nation. From the Savior. Shout it loud and clear. Full salvation. Oh, that glorious revelation. Oh, that glorious revelation. See that cleansing call. Washing away sins of condemnation. Washing sins of condemnation. Whiter than the driver's snow. Now shout it loud and clear. Full salvation. Full salvation. Full salvation. Oh, the rapturous bliss to know. Oh, the rapturous bliss to know. Last verse. Can thou take gloom as fear and Christ are mine no more. And Christ are mine no more. Faith knows not of that. For my Savior goes before. Oh, my Savior. Now shout it loud and clear. Full salvation. Full salvation. Full salvation. Full and free and evermore. Full and free. Evermore. Jesus, I've promised to serve thee to the end. Oh, Jesus, I promised. Oh. Let's go on. Oh, let me fill me with thy word. I see the signs that dazzle. I see. Not in the sounds that my foes are ever near me. My foes are. But Jesus, draw them near and shield my soul from the last verse. Oh, Jesus, thou hast brought me to follow that where thou art in glory, that where thou there shall thy servant be, there shall thy servant. And Jesus I promise, and Jesus I promise to serve thee to the end. Oh, give me grace to follow my master and my friend. Low in the grave lay Jesus, my Savior. Quietly now, Lord, in that grave lay Jesus, my, waiting the coming day, waiting the coming, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph wise woe. He arose a victor from the night domain, and he lives forever. Shout it loud and clear, he arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Thou cannot keep his prayer, Jesus my Savior. It tore the bars away. He turn the bars. Oh, Jesus my Lord, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, mighty trial has won. He arose a victor from the night domain, and he lives. Shout it loud and clear, beloved. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Veiling the watch is bent. Jesus, my Savior, veil the silver then, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph wise woe. He arose a victor from the night domain, and it is forever with his say. Shout it loud and clear, he arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Let's close our eyes now. Now shout this loud and clear. Louder than anyone around you. Environmental opposition. Environmental bad luck. Scatter! In the name of Jesus, command them to scatter. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Masika Ponda Cassandra. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, eaters of flesh, drinkers of blood, a sign against my life. You are a failure. Deal with the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. The ones are signed against your life. Pialika salika. Narebo sopola kaya boshanta. Oh yes. Yes, yes, yes. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. The more you want what I'm going to say now, the louder should your voice be. Anointing for breakthroughs. Anointing for success. Can I hear you shouting those two things? Oh yes. Is that the loudest you can shout it?
Anoint you for prosperity. Can you shout those three things now? Locate my Lord in the name of Jesus. Begin to ask for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.